was a big day in Manchester yesterday. Hi there. Happy Friday, everybody. Farm Director Justin Roberts with your Friday Farm Feature. Not only did Auditor Rob Sand make his way to the area, but Ag Secretary Mike Nagg was in town as well, part of his 99-county tour. And he stopped by the Franklin Street Brewing Company to see a little bit of how Delaware County does value-added ag. We had a chance to sit down with the secretary and ask a few questions pertaining to you, the KMCH area farmer, as we get ready for, well, another harvest season of 2022.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, here we are. As of this morning, you have this railway strike averted, which is a huge relief for farmers. Talk a little bit about that from the Iowa perspective.
It is. And right now, what we understand is that we have there's a temporary agreement. I think that still needs to be ratified by those labor unions. But when you think about the scale of the amount of material that is moved in this country on a daily basis on rail lines, the consequences of a strike are catastrophic. I mean, and this would be on top of an already disrupted supply chain. So this is we just do not need that kind of disruption on top of everything else that we're experiencing from a supply chain and inflation and all the pressure that's on consumers. So it's good news that at least temporarily that strike has been averted. They still need to go through the ratification process, but I'm hopeful that will play out and we will have this behind us.
Markets have been up, markets have been down, Ukraine, Russia still in the news. Talk a little bit about that and how it's been affecting not even crop out of the ground yet.
Yeah, right. You know, we look across the ag kind of landscape today and we would say prices are pretty darn good across the board, but that's only half the story. Prices have been pretty good with some up and down, of course, and demand is up all around the world for really many of the things that we produce here in Iowa, certainly with protein and the various grains, you know, but the input side of things dramatically up as well. So when you talk about energy costs, fuel, fertilizer, and then the availability of all of those products, there's a lot of concerns out there. So I would say ag economy, prices, good, it's strong demand situation. But that input side of things is definitely stressing our farmers, especially our livestock producers.
We have probably a good month and a half before harvest really gets going in earnest. What words of wisdom, words of encouragement do you give Iowa farmers right now?
Oh, you might be optimistic. I think there's going to be some people going in Western Iowa. We are definitely seeing harvest is there's a lot of silage being going, and we've got seed corn harvest already really very much underway in the state of Iowa. I think you're going to start seeing harvest here kicking up in the next couple of weeks, really in earnest. First and foremost is stay safe, and that's a message to our farmers and our farm community, but also to everybody surrounding them. You know, think about the long hours that farmers are working when they do hit the field, and they are long and can be stressful. And so just give folks a wide berth on the road, stay safe in the fields. But I think even though we've had weather variability across the state, some areas that have just, I think, are going to have phenomenal yields. I think we've got some areas that have definitely seen drought and we'll see some yield impact because of that. But I think expectations are that we're going to see, on average, very strong yields across the state of Iowa.
Special thanks to Secretary Mike Nagg for spending some time with us yesterday. You can, by the way, listen back to our previous Friday Farm features online at kmch.com. Next week, we go to a different kind of field. We often talk about corn and beans, but we sometimes forget gourds and pumpkins. We'll do just that with our Friday Farm feature next week. I'm Farm Director Justin Roberts, Mix 94.7 KMCH.